After the game on Sunday, one of the key things, but it's gut check time. Have you seen what you wanted to see in terms of gut check time for your team this week?
Everybody got back to work, so we'll see on Sunday. That's the only time you could tell. I mean, practice has been good. Guys had the right mindset. So come Sunday, we'll see.
Well, Dwayne said yesterday he really thought he saw a purpose and a sense of urgency inside the locker room on the practice field. I realize that's not game, but what do you think about that thought?
I think we had two good days of practice. Guys, that's one thing about this team. When we get back to work, we get back to work. Mm-hmm. Coach really don't have to worry about us coming to work. And I think guys understand the importance of this week and the rest of the season. You know how important it is for us. So, good week against a team that's in our division. It's another primetime game. So if you can't get up to play, you know, this week, I don't think we'll never be up ready to play. So, but guys have the right mindset right now. Hopefully it's just carry over Sundays because so far it's been good in practice. Practice has been well.
What do you think about a guy like Frank Gore? Just passed Jim Brown on the yards list. That's pretty impressive stuff.
It is. Still running hard, you know. Frankie G, like a little brother to me. He's been carrying that torch for a long time, running the ball, very, very productive in his career, and he hasn't slowed down. So I'm pretty sure I expect a lot more dose of him this week. Just seeing how the previous week's been with us against the run, so I expect to see more of him in the run game this week. But I mean he's been doing it. I mean he's been doing it for a long time, and he looked like he haven't lost a step.
Did you talk about how he's like a little brother to you?
Yeah. Because we went to the same school when he came in at UM. I was the first one to introduce him with a hit. So I'm pretty sure he'll tell you about that. And right then and there, I knew he was going to be a tough son of a gun, fighting back from injuries, his life story and everything. Such a humble person and love football, the passion. He had the passion for the game. And it shows, when he played football, it shows. He's a great teammate and a great person. So we enemies this week. He know that.
It's like you, Andre Johnson, and Frank are like, there is a brotherhood.
Yeah.
There,
oh, yeah. You? Absolutely. We're a different university now. I mean, it's like a fraternity for us. It don't matter how old you are. If you're a hurricane, you're a hurricane. We bleed orange and green. No matter, how bad, the previous years have been, we'll never stop how we feel about one another, how we feel about our university. So we had a lot of great players come out of the university. And we don't plan on stopping, but it's always good to see my brothers play against them and get a chance to still do what they love to do, and that's play football.
What's your thoughts on luck?
Luck is luck. I mean, tough. Throw the ball very competitive. He never thinks the play's over. He hurts you on the ground. He hurts you in the air. I mean, and I think his receiving and backs and tight ends do a real good job, and the offensive line do a real good job of keeping plays alive for him. So we know how important it is for us to make sure that when we tackle him, when we have a chance to tackle him, we get him down, because he's not one man going to bring him down. He's just tough, and he's a physical quarterback that loves to compete. And, as a team, they just as the game goes on, it seems like the fourth quarter they get more juice. So we have to do a real good job playing a full game, 60 minutes, not just two or three quarters or 58 minutes. We got to play 60 minutes or more to beat this team. And if we execute well, I think we'll be okay.
OB talks about getting it out to a fast start. He's from the offensive side, David, but defensively you've got to get out to a fast start. Yeah. How can you help dictate what's going on and getting a fast start?
Well, I think it's all of us. I think it's a lot have to do with just making plays early. And we have the capability of doing that. We just have to do it. And the one thing about playing at this level is you always got to stay poised no matter what. It's NFL. People are going to make plays. We can't get down. We can't start fussing. We got to stay poised and continue to play. And I think, the more the game go on, we become better ourselves as a team. But we have to do that early. We have to make those plays early. We have to start off, with the play calling, with getting some plays in that we like, that we can be kind of aggressive, take our shots, and just go from there. But we definitely have to make plays early. I think data help us in a lot of ways, from offense, special team, defense, just being able to get the game going the way we want it going, and that's starting with positive plays. That's always been something on our list, but I think now, you know, we really have to have that mind frame of whatever it takes to get going, we have to.